This is the NewsRamp Science Podcast. It's Friday evening, May 8th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Investor news breaks why Greenland Energy Company is one to watch. Greenland Energy is an exploration-focused oil and gas company targeting development in the Jameson Land Basin, a historically underexplored hydrocarbon region in the Arctic. The company's vision is to responsibly unlock Greenland's energy potential through science-driven exploration and innovation, focusing on progressing exploration efforts in the Jameson Land Basin towards initial well development.
The Floor Minerals Inc. expands gold asset portfolio in Abitibi's supporting mine-to-mill platform, Passport. The Floor Minerals Inc. expands its gold asset portfolio in Abitibi with the acquisition of the Mackenzie East Gold Project. The company aims to utilize these assets to support its mine-to-mill platform, including the Beacon Gold Mill. Lafleur's strategic move aligns with its goal of increasing revenue through a vertically integrated gold production strategy.
Study group offers insights on the conflicting signals within copper markets. Copper prices are navigating uncertain waters as the market reacts to developments in the Iran crisis. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz is creating conflicting signals, impacting prices. Despite these disruptions, companies like Numa Numa Resources Inc. are optimistic about the future, banking on supply limitations and the energy transition. Stay tuned for more updates on this evolving market.
Eye detects pancreatic cancer signs prior to tumor development. A research team at Mayo Clinic has developed an artificial intelligence system that can spot warning signs of pancreatic cancer 3 years before a formal diagnosis is made. The findings, published this week in the journal Gut, suggest the technology could help doctors identify the disease far earlier than is currently possible.
Pipeline maturity is redefining valuations in biotech. Pipeline maturity is redefining valuations in the biotech industry, shifting focus from revenue to clinical stage progression and probability of success. Ontotelic Therapeutics is at the forefront of this change, showcasing how scientific advancement impacts financial positioning. This shift challenges traditional valuation metrics, recognizing the complexities of biotech development. For more information on Ontotelic Therapeutics, visit the company's newsroom.
Billion-dollar breaks, McCune Inc. reports Q1 results, advances plan to reach 250,000 to 300,000 GEOs by 2030. McCune Inc., a leading mining company, has reported strong first quarter 2026 financial results and outlined its plan to increase annual production to 250,000 to 300,000 gold equivalent ounces by 2030. The company is making progress on various projects in Canada, the U.S., South, Mexico, and Argentina, including mine development, resource growth, and expansion initiatives. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mining news breaks. Search Minerals Inc. revises shares for debt transaction. Search Minerals Inc. has revised its shares for debt transaction, settling $185,000 in outstanding debt by issuing 370,000 common shares at a deemed price of $0.50 per share. The amendment comes after one creditor opted out of the original arrangement. The transaction is subject to TSX Venture Exchange approval. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mission IR news breaks, Anavis Bio Inc. CEO to present Alzheimer's multi-protein research at Fierce Biotech Week 2026, Anavis Bio Inc. CEO Maria Massacchini feature by F.D. to present at Fierce Biotech Week 2026 in Boston on May 13th, discussing Alzheimer's multi-protein research and the company's approach of targeting multiple neurotoxic proteins simultaneously through lead drug candidate Buntapit, currently in a pivotal phase 3 clinical trial.
Rock Breaks. Trilogy Metals Inc., NYSE America, NYSE America. TMQ reaches key milestone at Arctic Project. Trilogy Metals Inc. reaches a key milestone at its Arctic project in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. The company's joint venture, Ambler Metals LLC, has officially started federal permitting for the high-grade copper deposit. With copper demand rising due to various industries, this project's estimated average grade of approximately 5% copper equivalent sets it apart. The deposit's polymetallic nature further strengthens its economic viability.
Blocking fructose metabolism boosts immune response to childhood cancer. Blocking fructose metabolism has shown promise in boosting the immune response to childhood cancer, specifically group 3 medulloblastoma. Researchers at Johns Hopkins discovered that disrupting how tumor cells generate energy could slow the disease. This breakthrough, published in Acta Neuropathologica Communications, offers hope for more effective treatments. For-profit firms like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. are also working on innovative solutions for glioblastoma.
AAA tests E versus ability to handle hot weather. Electric vehicles were put to the test by the American Automobile Association, AAA, to see how they handle high temperatures. The results show that while heat does impact performance, it is manageable. This research provides valuable insights for companies like Masimo Group to consider as EV technology continues to improve, making them more reliable in all weather conditions.
Rock Breaks. Canemar Energy Metals Corp. engages Exploratech for Schreibert Lake drill optimization. Canemar Energy Metals Corp. has engaged Exploratech for a geophysical review and drill optimization at its Schreibert Lake RE Niobium project in Green Growlithe, Ontario. The company aims to refine priority targets and optimize a planned drilling program, with Phase 1 deliverables expected by May 31, 2026. This move positions Canemera to swiftly mobilize upon receiving an Ontario exploration permit.
Rock Breaks. PowerMax Minerals Inc. secures option to acquire 100% interest in Hopkins Rare Earths project. PowerMax Minerals Inc. secures an option to acquire a 100% interest in the Hopkins Rare Earths project in northern Ontario, encompassing 5,900 hectares. The project, located within the Clay Howells Alkalic Rock Complex, shows potential for rare earth mineralization. This move aligns with the company's strategy to expand its REE-focused exploration portfolio in North America. Biomed News breaks Volition RX Limited NYSEI American. NYX reports high accuracy in feline cancer blood test study. Volition RX Limited NYSEI American VNRX announced high accuracy in its new CoolVet feline prototype assay for detecting lymphoma in cats, achieving 97% specificity and identifying 86% of cases. This advancement in blood-based liquid biopsy tests for feline cancer addresses a significant unmet need in veterinary medicine, offering a commercial opportunity with potential milestone payments and revenue generation as the company expands in the companion animal oncology market.
Canemera Energy Metals Corp. advances its ionic clay strategy in Brazil as the global rare earth supply chain undergoes a significant shift. The company's focus on exploring ionic clay deposits outside of China aligns with the growing need for diversified and resilient supply chains in Western markets. Rare earth elements are crucial for various high-growth sectors, including electric vehicles, wind turbines, and defense systems.
Wild gold discovery drill holes with gold over 200 meters. Intercepts at La Fleur Minerals, Swanson Gold Deposit, point towards a district-scale gold discovery. Near-term gold producer La Fleur Minerals has announced a significant gold discovery at its Swanson Gold Project in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. Drill core assays revealed gold intercepts over 200 meters, pointing towards a district-scale discovery. The company's expanding mineralization zones exceed previous estimates, with plans to increase production capacity and resume operations at the Beacon Gold Mill later this quarter.
Investor news breaks. La Fleur Minerals Inc. appoints VP Exploration and VP Mining Operations. La Fleur Minerals Inc. has appointed Mark Ducharme as Vice President of Exploration and Mike Petrina as Vice President Mining Operations. These strategic appointments aim to bolster technical and operational leadership for the Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill in Quebec's Abitibi Gold Belt. Ducharme and Petrina bring extensive experience in discovery, development, and mine operations, enhancing La Fleur Minerals' capabilities for future growth.
Immunologists discover how cancer reprograms immune cells to support cancer growth. Immunologists have made a groundbreaking discovery on how cancer cells reprogram immune cells to support cancer growth. This finding could revolutionize the effectiveness of immunotherapy, addressing the issue of patient unresponsiveness. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. are likely to be closely monitoring these developments in the fight against cancer.
Biomed Newsbreaks Orgenix Inc., NYSE American, OGEN, advances Phase 2A trial enrollment for concussion treatment candidate, NYSE American. Orgenix Inc., NYSE American, OGEN, has started active enrollment at a second site in its Phase 2A clinical trial for ONP-002, a potential treatment for concussion and mild traumatic brain injury. With 4 patients already dosed in Australia, the company aims for data readout by year-end 2026. OGENNHS was focused on developing innovative therapies to address unmet medical needs in neurological care. Planet Ventures Inc. positions itself for the next phase of commercial space infrastructure expansion as the industry shifts focus from launches to sustaining operations in orbit. The concept of space infrastructure gains importance. With investments in orbital energy and space robotics, Planet Ventures aims to be at the forefront of this transition. Stay updated on their latest news at the company's newsroom.
After that, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.